Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Benjamin Brown joins us, NFL Data Science Manager at The Score. Benjamin, my contention is the Buffalo Bills are the second best team in the NFL right now. Where do you have them in the upper pantheon?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's either two or three. Obviously, really convincing win against Kansas City last week. You know, to me, I would probably still have Kansas City when it's all said and done, as like the front runner in the entire NFL. And I very much think the Detroit Lions probably deserve that second place seeding right now, expectation basically for those two in the Super Bowl. But I think right now I have Buffalo third, but they're very, very clearly third, I would say.
Speaking of the Lions, what they're doing offensively just blows me away. But what can you say about how good, how efficient they are, how potent they are? Every couple of weeks, they hang 50 points on somebody. We haven't seen anything like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously there's a lot of things really coming together well. Obviously, you can say what you will about Jared Goff, you know, especially against the blitz, especially against pressure. I do think, obviously, you know, Ben Johnson staying another season and really developing, you know, a unique type of chemistry with him at the quarterback position, Ben Johnson as offensive coordinator, and really, you know, kind of having continuity, you know, across the entire offensive line, wide receiver unit as well. Like, I think very much like they are a functioning unit entirely that has very few weaknesses. I think when you look around, you know, a lot of people have them as like the best offensive line in football. You know, Jared Goff probably isn't there as like a top three, top five quarterback, but I think with Ben Johnson in the fold can kind of reach that sort of landmark. And then of course, Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, you know, top five from a receiving standpoint, have a lot of other options as well of receivers that could beat you both short, deep, and over the middle. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, it's unique to the current build for NFL, how they've kind of kept things together for so long. And I really think they're reaping those rewards here in the 2024 season.
How are the Jets this bad?
A lot of, I would say, dysfunction across the board. You know, obviously, you know, firing the GM Joe Douglas, you know, moving on from Robert Saleh, like there was a ton of dysfunction in the building. This is kind of what happens when, you know, a guy like Aaron Rodgers is in some ways running the show and getting more and more power. I think in some ways there's, you know, a ton of blame to be passed around. But overall, I think, you know, the right people weren't in charge, didn't have the correct people at, you know, the offensive and defensive coordinator positions. And I think overall, that's so crucial to have. Never really got that with Aaron Rodgers kind of in the fold. And I think for that reason, are a team that is, you know, very strong defensively, but has really, you know, not a lot going for them, especially at the quarterback position, and have some real things to outline, especially towards the top, if they want to contend for one of these AFC playoff pitchers in a couple of years to come.
So a couple of days ago, Danny and I were talking about Rodgers, and he said he's going to leave, and I was like, no way, you're crazy. I don't see any path for that. He makes too much money. There's too much dead money. They're not going to do that. And now they've fired Joe Douglas since, which I didn't see coming, and that's the momentum. Everyone seems to think maybe that Rodgers is playing elsewhere. Do you think that's the case, and how would that work financially?
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely dicey, I would say. There's a ton of dead money coming up here in 2025. You know, maybe there's a situation where, you know, he you know, like the Brock Eisler sort of situation, the thing that was kind of kicked around with Deshaun Watson, where he's moved. It is kind of more of this like 1 year type situation where there would be a ton of cap tag money, but obviously a lot of void years towards the end of his contract as well. I think, you know, given the new regime and everything else, they are going to do a lot of pretty dramatic things to move in an opposite direction. And I think for that reason, you know, nothing's out of the question. Although it will be difficult, I would be surprised to see Aaron Rodgers starting for the Jets in 2025.
So two-parter on the rookie quarterbacks. Go through them and let me know what you think so far about these rookie QBs that were taken in the top 12. And then secondly, we started the show talking about Bo Nix closing the gap on Jaden Daniels. What are your thoughts on the rookie of the year race and just how definitively Daniel should be favored?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, Bo Nix has definitely made some ground up, I think, in a lot of ways. You know, when you look at the situation, I would say the Commanders defensively have been a lot better than what I would have projected heading into the season. But in saying that, you know, the Broncos have one of the best units in football. I think they're second from an EPA standpoint right now. And I think, you know, for all the things that we probably said as far as how good Cliff Kingsbury has been this season, you know, Sean Payton's still a guy that has done this year in and year out, has some sort of, you know, pedigree or buildup that seems to be, you know, distinguishable among even like the best of coaches. And I think for that reason, I think Jaden Daniels has done more to actually deserve offensive rookie year this season. I do think, you know, obviously with neither of them really potentially going to win their division, it's going to come down to some of those auxiliary stats. But I think overall, for what Jaden Daniels has provided, I very much think that he is still going to be that offensive rookie of the year. But, you know, Bo Nix has definitely closed the gap. But I do think, you know, overall, both those franchises have to be really intrigued with what they have. I think in a lot of ways, Drake May maybe hasn't had as much, you know, Gotti-type plays or anything, but I think has shown enough, especially against behind one of the worst offensive lines in football, that there are, you know, potentially really three intriguing young prospects in this quarterback class. And the jury's kind of still out on, you know, Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy because of injury, and some of these other guys further on down the totem pole.
Benjamin, thank you as always, buddy.
Thanks. Have a great show.